It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. When you look around Chicago's public schools today, it's easy to spot a number of schools named in honor of Black people, like Harold Washington, Chicago's first Black mayor, or Paul Laurence Dunbar, famed poet and writer. But most of the city's oldest schools are named after white men, like George Washington, Edgar Allan Poe, and Theodore Roosevelt. This led a Curious City listener to ask, what is the first Chicago public school named in honor of a Black person? Reporter Ariane Nettles picks up this week's question.
The answer takes us back to 1936. The city had just built its first high school to serve an exclusively Black student population, according to the Chicago Defender. And they named it DuSable High School, after Jean-Baptiste Point DuSable, Chicago's first non-Indigenous settler. As, quote, father of Chicago, DuSable was from present-day Haiti. Today, his name is one we can see on monuments, even driving on Lakeshore Drive. So naming the first all-Black school after DuSable seems perfect, but in the 1930s, it was a bit controversial. So why name the school DuSable?
He was an entrepreneur, he was a trader, and by the late 1770s, he was living in what is currently Chicago with his Potawatomi wife, Kitahawa.
Elizabeth Ty Breland is an associate professor of history at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She says there are two important stories going on at this time that explain the why and the how. The first is that the city needed a new school for Black people in the neighborhood that would be Bronzeville. Why? Because of the Great Migration.
That is bringing an influx of people into Chicago. And that included a lot of young people. So a lot of the migrants in the Great Migration were children. A lot of the migrants, or, you know, young people that would be born here would be the children of migrants in that early part of the 20th century. And so there was not enough capacity in existing schools.
Wendell Phillips School was previously built for white students. And at the start of the Great Migration, it had both Black and white students. But the number of Black students grew exponentially, and it became an all-Black high school by 1919. Even then, there wasn't enough space. So Black Chicagoans pushed for a new school, which was first named New Wendell Phillips when it opened in 1935, but it was renamed DuSable the following year. That brings us to the second major effort happening at the time.
It really was in the early 30s where there are some interesting moments of heightened knowledge of DuSable.
Prominent Black groups were working to get DuSable formally recognized as Chicago's first citizen. And this push was both significant and controversial.
A lot of white folks did not like this, right? Because this contradicted a narrative of white settlers as being the first permanent residents of the area.
White settlers, such as John Kinsey and others who lived at the Fort Dearborn outpost in the early 1800s, were considered by many white people as Chicago's first settlers. And that actually wasn't even the only controversy surrounding the name. Some Black people also wanted to keep the Wendell Phillips name, which by this point came with so much pride. Just think about how much pride you have in your own high school. People worried about losing the Phillips legacy of school spirit and sports wins and everything else. But soon, DuSable High School in itself became a historic win and a major point of pride for Black people. Advocating for and then getting a new modern school with amenities felt like a big move towards equality.
Things like labs, facilities for electrical work, mechanical drawing, auto shop, woodwork. It had a library, a pool, rehearsal rooms for choral and instrumental music. All of these things that were part of an idea of what a modern school should have, that these were things that were being built for Black folks.
For decades, DuSable High School was known for its renowned arts program and its booming 4,000 student population. But hit by a population loss, DuSable High School was closed in the early 2000s. And the building, which became a Chicago landmark, now houses two smaller schools. powerhouse legacy of DuSable and all the legendary names that walked its halls for decades won't ever be forgotten. Mayor Harold Washington, John H. Johnson of Johnson Publishing, Soul Train's Don Cornelius,
Captain Walter Diet's renowned music program at DuSable, producing the likes of Nat King Cole and Dinah Washington and children's folk singer legend Miss Ella Jenkins.
And Dr. Margaret Burroughs, who created what would be the DuSable Museum, the oldest independent Black museum in the U.S., spent much of her career teaching at DuSable High School.
This was such an important institution within Black Chicago and a place that folks really took pride in.
And that pride is something that won't ever be erased.
Thanks to Ariane Nettles for reporting this week's story. As Ariane mentioned, so many greats either attended or worked at DuSable High School. Coming up in our next episode, we're going to focus on one of those famous alums, Ella Jenkins, the first lady of children's music. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.